Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
No, that's quite all right, dear. Your father and I were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go screw himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a freaking prisoner while she keeps my in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. Well, just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please pass me the freaking asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up!
Oh, hi.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Woo! I gotta say, Mrs. Burnham, when you first came here, I thought you would be hopeless. But you're a natural.
Well, all I know is I love shooting this gun.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Now, you sound like the average idiot that calls this show. I hope you don't mind. I say that with love. I want to address something. We got a couple of emails about it. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Okay.
This is an unscreen. This is an unscreened call.
Okay.
This chap, who seems to be about as bright as anyone that calls the show, seems to have no problem figuring out that he's talking to us.
Who are you talking to right now?
I'm talking to you.
Very good. See, it's not that difficult.
I mean, it's
right.
It gets frustrating. I accept the criticism of people who will write us or call us. Oh, you guys are jerks. You're beating up on someone. But we've received a couple of emails over the last couple of days saying your equipment must be faulty, that people obviously cannot hear you. No, this is not the problem. The problem is when you have – if somebody calls in, and first off, as we've said a million times, you hear a very distinctive whoosh.
Right.
You hear the sound of a radio show going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When you hear that, and if you still are, dumb is an ugly word. If you're so naive, if you're not suave enough to know you're on the radio, and you're thinking to Joe,
yeah.
Well, maybe after 5 minutes with three different guys with three different sounding voices,
right,
all saying they're Joe.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you think maybe the problem is not our telephone?
No, I think of course it's not.
The guy on the telephone.
Of course it is. And see, this guy right away, you knew you were talking to us.
He knew.
Here's proof right here.
And what can we do for you?
I just want to know, I called twice and somebody hung up on me twice. I thought that was very unfair.
Very unfair. What kind of accent is that? That's a unique accent you got there.
It's called the crazy accent.
Crazy accent. Yeah. Salute.
Crazy listener.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Oh, look, it's another one.
It's another crazy. Well, these are the brave souls that come on right after we've had that talking to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fruitcakes. What's happening?
Hi there. We are not yes fruitcakes. Now, again, let me just point out, all of these people calling in have no problem realizing that it's us.
Immediately.
Yes.
I'm gonna throw that out there. Seriously, if you are bright enough to listen to this show, to hear the phone number, and call up, and you can't figure out on the air, you're a major league dumbass. Go ahead.
I even live in Sacramento.
Listen to you. And you know, and I, once again, Rob, I know you'll hate this, but have to tip my hat to this guy a little bit. You know,
listen, my family and I, we love Jankum, especially...
And this is a guy that's under the influence of a new narcotic. Jankum.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I forgot Sacramento.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Is this me?
Oh, that's another of our pesky rules.
It's just a pet peeve. We don't have that many. We really don't have that many.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. A lasuka, spelled L-A-S-U-K-A in Swahili, means gag or prank or joke.
Really?
Spell it again.
L-A-S-U-K-A.
Unfortunately, that's not the word or the name that we used. L-U-S-A-K-A. Lusaka.
L-U-S-A-K-A.
What the hell are you doing with the is the phone in your pants?
Yeah, what are you doing with the phone?
It's in my pants.
No, come on. Stop moving the phone around.
And Lusaka is in the Garden Township of Zambia.
L-U-S-U-K-A.
L-U-S-U.
Yeah, well, that's wrong. That's
Lusaka.
That's Lusaka. I'm talking about Lusaka. That's L-U-S-A.
And one of Rob and my favorite desserts is Moussaka. That's
right. My bad.
Indeed. Oh, that's another rule broken. It's Break the Rules Thursday.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Stop it now, people. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don's and Mike's. I'm on the radio. I was just calling to let you know that I was on the radio, and I know I'm on the radio.
All right,
good.
Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Found a new toy. Grab a Playboy and some Vaseline in my room.
Wow.
In my room.
Found a new toy. Ooh. Grabbed a Playboy and in some Vaseline. Room. That's very nice.
In my room.
I bet Brian Wilson did that a lot. Do you think he did? Do you think he was together enough when he had that whole in my room stage to maybe...
Involuntary.
Clean up on aisle 4.
Mother.
Mother. Come on now.
Mother Wilson.
It's just like when the kitty litter gets damp.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you know the thing I love about Jankum is that you let it sit in the sun like you're making, you know, brewing sweet tea.
That's a Jankum is still the object of a lot of discussion.
America's hot topic.
Buzz's BBC hoax. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Me and the Brits.
Hey, you can just tell that A-hat from before that Joe hangs up on everybody, so to get over himself.
Very good.
Honey,
have a great day, guys.
Hold on. Please stay on the line for one moment. I would just like to use all of these callers as examples. You're not screened. Did you have any problem figuring out that you were on the radio, that you were talking to us?
No. I know what Joe sounds like. I called him plenty of times.
All right. Okay. And, you know, the funny thing is people that call frequently make the same mistake.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I had no problem understanding that I was on the air. I got a quick question for you.
Yes,
I got an interview in the morning, and I wanted to know what knot I should tie, the four in hand or the full Windsor?
What knot?
Oh, if you can tie the full Windsor.
Mike, I had to let him go.
Was that a clever use of the phrase, what knot?
He was just breaking another rule there.
I know, but he did it in a nice way. And I've always wanted to be able to tie a full. Can anybody in this room tie?
A double Windsor?
No, I knew you could.
I can do a double Windsor. What?
I knew you could. Hello. I knew you could.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Of course you could.
That was a trap.
No, it really wasn't, Rob. I swear to God, until you raised your hand and said you could tie the full Windsor. Now, you can tie a full
Absolutely.
Windsor?
Yeah.
I can also tie a bow tie.
Hello?
Don and Mike, hello. Don't worry, Mike. I can't do nothing. I'm with you. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
How are you guys doing? I just want to say this is my first time listening to your show, and I like you.
Thank you very much.
Do you tie a Windsor knot, Rob, when you go out? When you wear a tie?
I can't. I have to wear a half Windsor, or the tie is too short.
Okay. All right. Because you need more.
Because remember, I'm much fatter than you.
Are you ready for a compliment?
Yeah.
Do you know who taught me how to tie a tie?
Who's that?
Mike O'Mara.
Yep. And I do that. I guess I would do the half Windsor. That's really what I would do. The full Windsor is the greatest knot in the world if you know how to tie it.
I remember this really like it was yesterday. It was one of those things that for my whole life I never knew how to do. Mm-hmm. Free to would tie my ties for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we had an appearance. Mike would tie a tie. You know, mm-hmm. when you leave it real big and mm-hmm. the guy puts it around the neck.
And I would actually reach around Don and help with the tie. And then he'd always say, what is that? And then I'd have to back off.
Stop with the reach around. But one day, seriously, we're in a bathroom.
Right.
right after we got done making love.
Right.
And you said, you don't know how to tie a tie, really. And I said something like, you know, of course I don't. That's why you tie my ties. And you said, watch.
Yeah.
In the mirror.
Yep.
And it was like, over, through, over, boom, and bingo.
Yeah, and but the Windsor knot is a little more complicated. And the thing about the Windsor knot, it is the perfect knot.
It is.
It looks a little conservative, but I mean, if you see a Windsor knot
tied
perfectly,
symmetrical,
it really looks awesome.
I think I can't imagine how long the ties must be, but when Shannon Sharpe is on the CBS NFL show, that's the knot he ties. Uh-huh. I think.
He ties a Windsor knot.
Yeah, because it's huge. It's like a filet mignon around your knees.
Just one more step beyond the
half. Colonel Sanders, what do you call those?
String ties.
String tie?
Sure.
That's nice.
Don't even have to worry about the knot then.
I like when a string tie has a nice big jewel on it, like a cowboy boot.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I've done Jenka lots of times, even with the whole family, and I've never gotten high off those wooden blocks.
Jenga. That's a Jenga joke. Perhaps we were a little hypersensitive. We were hypersensitive because of the insurance guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm on. Can you hold on for a second while I call my wife and tell her I'm on the radio? Oh, my God.
All right, people get it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, Don.
Yes, and Mike. We're all here.
Hey, I want to tell you, I'm calling you guys from the Jenga capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, a lot of it in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. Especially near the Wynn Casino when you walk by it.
You can smell it by the slot.
Yeah,
this guy's full of it.
You know, if that was true, people in New Orleans would be high all the time because that city always smells
like
that.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a methane odor to it.
And really, think about it. Think about the heat and humidity of New Orleans.
Well, no, the best example is if that was true, if this was not an urban legend, I would have started the show high today.
Hello, Don, and my show.
If you could put a balloon over the entire French Quarter.
Hello.
Don, are you ready for a compliment?
Always, sir. Go ahead.
You are a goddamn genius.
Thank you. Let's end that call right there.
What a perfect time to end it.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, Don and Mike?
You're a goddamn genius.
We're doing great. What's happening?
I just want to say I love you guys, love the show, and Anna Banana Bit was the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please don't patronize us, though.
We appreciate it, though.
Because then, you know, we go through that weird thing. People call, and they're nice, and then we think you're just patronizing.
Oh, we get them all in a tizzy. We get them all upset. We get them all spinning out of control.
Embarrassing and uncomfortable.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I can tell I'm one on. Woohoo!
There he is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
BM Eaters, what is up?
Hi there. What's happening, BM Eater?
Actually, I just wanted to call to talk to Joe.
Did you put
funny.
Him
okay, you know, yeah. Funny. First funny in a long time. Good for him.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, baby.
Hi there. Hey, what's happening, honey?
Not much. You know, you guys were talking about tying a tie. Can you tie a cherry stem?
Well, I do the trick. You know what the trick is?
What's the trick?
Well, you know, when somebody's not looking, you take the maraschino cherry stem and you tie it in a knot, and then you put it in your mouth, and then you take another one, and you actually pull it out of the cherry when somebody's not looking, and then you take just the one that's got the knot in it, and you present that to somebody.
I've heard that's how you find out if a girl sucks D.
Can anybody really do that with their tongue?
A couple people in my family can.
I think so.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But what's really good, my Uncle Dana can do it with a pumpkin stem.
Get out of here. He's always got some wacky uncle, doesn't he?
His crazy uncle.
My nutty uncle.
His kind of crazy uncle. They call him Hercules Tongue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, 382nd fan here. Love the sports. Love you telling us what they're wearing. Their jerseys are so cute.
You're funny. Get out.
382nd fan.
All right, we have Dog the Bounty Hunter stuff to get through.
Yeah. Very good.
Also, Mike, you worry too much. That segment is coming up.
Yep.
But first, let's follow up on the Colts real quickly about the Colts throwing in audio during the game against the Patriots.
That was the accusation by the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday. Now, this tape we have is not a goof tape, right?
No, that's the real deal. That's from the CBS.
All right, so please listen to this very seriously.
Okay.
We do have it isolated. You can hear Nance. You can hear the crowd noise in the background. And listen as it goes, ah, 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 ah.
Like a skipping CD.
Here it is now from CBS on Sunday.
And Moss, open on the slant. Down to the Colts, 42.
Whoa.
13-10 game starting this final quarter.
It's a kind of feedback.
Well, then that's complete crap. That's worse to me than Spygate.
We are tricky. We're not tricky enough to have put that tape together. If you listen to it again, Jim Nance's voice is heard distinctly over the crowd noise, which is that repeat echo, that wah, 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 wah.
Wow.
And Moss open on the slant. Down to the Colts 42. 13-10 game.
Oh, and listen how quiet it gets after they turn it off.
Mm-hmm. It's a kind of feedback, a slapback, I think they call it.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like if someone's got the pod on the board open and you're getting that return audio.
Exactly what it is.
And then they turn it down and you get the real crowd noise, which is nothing.
And Moss open on the slant. Down to the Colts 42. 13-10 game starting this final quarter.
Pretty interesting, huh?
You know, I shouldn't say this, but I'm just thinking about what they do on CBS for golf when they sometimes put the sound effect at the Masters of the birds and stuff like that.
Right, like that.
That kind of, that wouldn't be. No, there's no, CBS doesn't have any need to put in audio.
No, it's not CBS. In that case, CBS sweetens it for the Masters, but they're alleging that it's the RCA dome.
Wow.
Where the Colts play.
Have they answered it yet? Has there been any comment by the Colts?
No, there's been nothing. Let me see.
That's pretty nasty if they're doing that crap.
WBZ Boston photojournalist Brian Foley says an RCA Dome security guard told him Sunday they do enhance the crowd noise. He's been covering sports for more than a decade. It was almost silence when the Colts had the ball. Noise was so bad, Patriots had to go. He asked the guard about it, said, you go home with a headache at night because it's loud, and the guy said, I don't know if you know this, but they actually pick up the crowd noise and pump it back through the PA.
Well, I'm going to say something that's probably going to be a little controversial here, but you know what? People in Baltimore know that family probably is capable of that crap.
And Moss open on the slant. Down to the Colts 42. 13-10 game starting this
for all our folks up in Baltimore, Sneaky, thy name is Ursay.
God, isn't that awful, though?
You know that's got to come from the top.
If you pipe in the crowd noise, it's just like it's that bad return audio.
Yes.
I've heard it done at a concert before. When I saw the Monkees at Wolf Trap about 5 years ago, I heard loud cheering, and I looked behind, and no one was moving. And they had cheering and applause coming out.
But this is directly influences the game.
Oh.
You cannot hear the signals being called. That's a huge deal. I think this is going to grow. I mean, this has got to get to be a bigger story.
It's not the first time Indianapolis has been accused. The Steelers complained about the same thing in 2005. Other teams have informally contended that it's artificial noise that's pumped into the Colts dome.
Yeah, I mean, and what talk about something you don't need to do.
Right.
Okay, here's what the Colts said. We trust this will put an end to the ridiculous and unfounded accusations that the Colts artificially enhanced crowd noise at the RCA Dome. And here it is again.
And Moss open on the slant. Down to the Colts 42. 13-10 game starting this final quarter.
Well, listen, you can doctor tapes, but that sure does sound to me like they were screwing with the crowd.
It sounds like there's a DVD, a CD going in the background there that's skipping.
Are we going to have JB on tomorrow?
We are.
All right. Tomorrow we'll play that for our buddy James Brown.
Fantastic.
And find out what's happening. Okay, so when we come back, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, but next, Mike, the segment is called You Worry Too Much.
I don't think so.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.